Hello, kiddies. This is Alice Cooper on the Electric Ballroom with Keith.
Hi, this is Ian Hunter, and you're listening to Keith on Electric Ballroom. Jersey Rocks.
Another band that we mutually love, it's Keith Roth and my co-host this evening, Mark Voger. Our love for Ian Hunter and Mott the Hoople.
Keith, it was a transcendent experience in my life when 2 years ago, Ian Hunter toured with Morgan Fisher on piano.
Mm-hmm.
And the
you
great...
Went?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to the Keswick?
Yeah, I went to the Keswick, baby. And I know that Ariel Bender has been, and Ian Hunter, have been guests on the ballroom. Oh, my God, they were just magnificent, Keith. They were just magnificent. It was religious.
I missed that show, and we were trying to get that gig because the promoter is a good friend of ours, Jim Steen. He gave us the Tom Kiefer show at the Keswick, which was great playing for Tom, because that's his hometown right there. It was amazing. Mott didn't have, they had a band that was on tour with them. That would have been amazing. Ian was ready to go out and do it again, but I'm hearing good things about it. I heard that he's doing well with the tinnitus and he's not ready to give it up. He does plan at some point after the craziness to get back out there and give it a shot. I know Joe Elliott's helping him out. Brian Johnson from AC/DC back now with the new record. They're trying to help Ian out. You know, no signs of slowing down for a guy that's in his 80s.
Yeah, 80, the cat is 81, and when I saw him, he was 79, and he stood and he delivered.
Were you here when he came down and did the ballroom?
Yeah, I was.
Do you remember the Samuel Adams and the Marlboro Reds?
And, oh, my God.
And how old was he then? Like 72?
James Mastro was there. Yeah, and I don't think he was quite, it might have been like 69, but I remember him going next door to get smokes. And I just
at 7-Eleven?
Like, yeah, and those guys have no idea that this is like rock and roll royalty walking in to buy his smokes.
Yeah, Ian Hunter crossing the street on Main Street in Belmar, walking into the 7-Eleven and buying a pack of Marlboro Reds. Ian Hunter doesn't realize how old he is, and that's why he hasn't changed. Keith Roth, Mark Voger, we're talking about the book that just came out. I'm just wrapping myself around it. I've got it in my sweaty little palms. Holly Jolly, we were talking before about, you know, growing up South Jersey. What are some of the other things that are in this book?
Well, like I said, it's a deep dive into, like, I don't think there's a single topic that has inspired so much media, so much, you know, there are Christmas cookies and Christmas food. Christmas movies is one of the things that I really delve into. And, you know, their first Christmas movie, or the earliest Santa Claus depiction on screen, was in 1898. It was an English film, and it was still literally what we call Victorian England.
Mm.
You know, it was a silent
film. Was Mick Jagger in it?
Yes, he was. He's in it, and Keith Richards is getting his lungs scraped.
In 1898.
Yeah. The silent era yielded a lot of Christmas movies, and I think that the three big ones in a row that everybody remembers is Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, mm-hmm. 1946, Jimmy Stewart, Lionel Barrymore as Old Man Potter, who's the Scrooge character, but he never gets redeemed. He stays nasty. And then followed by the following year, Miracle on 34th Street, with Edmund Gwenn playing Kris Kringle, and he got an Oscar for that. And then I think that the next biggie was in 54, and that was White Christmas, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, and Rosemary Clooney, George's aunt, and Vera Ellen. It's just like a big, big budget, color, beautiful, the very first VistaVision movie.
Look at that passion coming out of you. I'm like watching you, you know.
I'm not even reading this stuff, Keith.
No, you're not. I'm looking right at you.
It's just in my blood.
We all wearing masks.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're all wearing masks, man. Mine has Santa Claus, and Keith has candy canes.
It's so cool because the way you write, it's so passionate, and it comes through your writing. You get people, beautiful looking book. I'm just getting acclimated with it. You still got a couple days to get it for the holidays. We'll bring back some great memories. Basically focuses from the 30s through the 60s, right?
Yeah, it has a four-page timeline that starts in 4 BC, tells you the whole bit, you know, like, but yeah, basically the I think the golden age is 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know.
Holly Jolly, available everywhere you'd buy a book. Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, the whole thing. Well, this is the Christmas show, and Mark brought down, so I told him, I said, bring some Christmas rock, ballroom style. Earlier we played Slade, Merry Christmas, everybody. So what's up at bat now?
Well, right now we're going to 1978, and Keith Richards, this was the Keith Richards' first ever solo record. And, you know, Keith, just before I got here, I looked it up. I think it's the first solo record by a member of the Rolling Stones at all, because I couldn't find anything solo earlier than this. It was a 45 RPM. It was Keith's cover of Chuck Berry's Run Rudolph Run on one side. The flip side was his cover of the classic
Pressure Drop.
Cliff Richards. The harder they come, you know, exactly.
I had to say it because you know, just to know my Keith Richards fanaticism.
Yeah, sure. We have to show our Keith Richards scholarship, you know.
As we were talking about him being in the first film, the silent film back in 1898. Yeah.
What's great about this track is it's so raw. Both of the tracks are, but this Run Rudolph Run is just, it just sounds like one take. It sounds like three mics. It sounds like Keith should have taken a swig of whiskey before he started singing and is in fact smoking while he's singing. And there's not like any holiday accoutrements. Like there's no like sleigh bells or anything. It's just a rocker.
From the great Keith Richards, the king of cool, Keith Roth, Mark Voger, my co-host in the Electric Ballroom.
Run!